Justice Stephen Breyer is expected to announce he's stepping down at the end of the Supreme Court's term in June. That gives President Biden his first opportunity to nominate a justice to the Supreme Court, where conservatives outnumber liberals by a 6-3 margin. Joining us now to discuss what happens next is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hey, Domenico, it is very good to speak with you.
Hey, Asma.
So let's begin with a basic but important question. Why is Justice Breyer doing this now?
It's really all about politics. I mean, the ideological direction of the court has shifted significantly in the time that Breyer has been on the court. And Democrats are facing a potential red wave in this midterm election year. Republicans favored to take over the House. And while the Senate is more competitive, it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. It's as close as you can get. And the Senate, where justices are confirmed, you only need 50 votes, plus the vice president, given that Republicans, when they were in power, did away with the filibuster requirement for Supreme Court justices.
So talk to us about what kind of pressure Justice Breyer has been facing to retire at this point.
I mean, it's been pretty significant. I mean, you'll remember that during the Obama years, a lot of people on the left wanted the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to retire in case a Republican won the White House in 2016. And of course, one did and appointed three justices, including Ginsburg's replacement. They don't want that to happen again. Mm-hmm. Breyer's 83. He's quite aware of the politics at play. When he was first appointed to the court in 1994, it was majority liberal. Now it's majority conservative. And this retirement gives Biden and Democrats the chance to at least hold serve ideologically on the court and nominate someone younger who can serve for a couple generations potentially.
So let's talk about that. I certainly recall during the presidential campaign, now President Biden, at the time he promised to diversify the court. What are you hearing about specific names of potential replacements?
Yeah, President Biden specifically promised before the South Carolina presidential primary to nominate a black woman if he were elected. Here's what he said in a debate there before that primary.
The fact is, what we should be doing, we talked about the Supreme Court. I'm looking forward to making sure there's a black woman on the Supreme Court to make sure we, in fact, get every representation. Not a joke. Not a joke. I pushed very hard for that. And my mother's motto was, she said, you know, you're defined by your courage, you're redeemed by your loyalty. I am loyal, I do what I say.
Key there, I'm loyal, I do what I say. And there are two names who've risen to the top, federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson and California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger. Ketanji Brown Jackson's 51. She serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. She's been in that post for about a year and served as a federal judge before that. Kruger's even younger, 45, and served as acting solicitor general in the Justice Department. But for those who are, want to talk about their age or experience, we should remember that several of the sitting justices weren't even judges at all, if very long. Justice Roberts, for example, served on the D.C. Appellate Court for only about 2 years. Justice Clarence Thomas for about a year, and Justice Kagan was never a judge.
So just briefly, what is the timeline here? When can we expect a new justice on the court?
Yeah, this is all expected to go pretty quickly. Breyer's expected at the White House tomorrow to make it official. Then once Biden nominates someone, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a nominee will get a, quote, prompt hearing and get through with, quote, deliberate speed. And deliberate speed could be just over a month, barring any issues with COVID and senators. The timetable should be like what Republicans had moving Justice Amy Coney Barrett through in 2020.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.